Hello, hello, hello. This is Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru, and I am here to tell you about the binge-worthy shows because I already binged them, and I know that moment when you're like, hey, I need something to watch, and because you probably binge-watched another show while wearing a t-shirt and a Snuggie, eating Pop-Tarts the entire day with orange juice because that was all you had in the kitchen because your plans was to wake up that morning and go to the store to buy groceries. But then you said, hey, I'm going to just watch this one episode. And you watched that one episode and then, you know, 10 to 13 hours went by because that's normally how many episodes there are on these shows goes by. And you kind of rush to the kitchen to get those kind of orange juice and Pop-Tarts, and I don't know, maybe you found a can of tuna in there, so that's all you had to eat, and then now you're depressed because you got work the next day, and you can't go to the store because it's closed, and you probably don't feel like leaving anyway because, hell, you've been sitting on the couch all day for 10, 13 hours. You just want to go to bed, and you're depressed because, A, you have no food. You ate food that you did not want to eat to begin with, and you got to wait another year for the next season to come out, and you got work the next day. So you feel like a failure, and you don't even know what else you can watch to get you out of the mode of what you just finished binge watching. Not to say that's happened to me. It happened to somebody I know. I just wanted to throw that out there. Anyway, so this episode is going to be, I deviated because a lot of the shows that I've been mentioning so far have been pretty much on Netflix or Hulu. And I know people are budget conscious. You know, you may have something against Netflix. You might have something against Hulu. You know, so I figured let me just do one episode where I kind of deviate from the paid subscription services only to tell you all about a paid premium channel that this particular show comes on, which is on Showtime. Showtime has stepped this game up because I remember at one point where, you know, I only messed with HBO. I thought that HBO had like the best shows ever. And, you know, so, and I just thought that I did watch a few original series on Showtime years ago, but I just felt like, Showtime was like, yeah, whatever. But I really do believe that Showtime, stepped their game up. I will mention this show. It's called, ready, drum roll, Shameless. A little known fact about Shameless is it's actually a remake. Yes, us Americans, we take these shows and we take them from the British and we make them better sometimes. And Shameless is actually originally a British show that we Americanized. Have I seen the British version? I did not. I think I tried to watch one episode and I don't know. I was going through stuff. I couldn't tell you. I just didn't get around to it. But I do eventually want to watch the British version so I can compare it to the United States version. Shameless made my top 10 favorite shows of all time. It's just a brilliant show. It was done in 2011. So you're about, let me think, because I just finished a season. Well, season 8 just finished. I believe season 9 will come back this year. It's like they're totally bringing... At one point, it seemed like the seasons came out once per year. It seems like now the seasons are coming back sooner than what I'm used to, which, I mean, hey, I'm all for that. You know, that means I don't have to wait so long for the next season to come out, especially when I'm binge watching it. So you have a good 8 seasons to binge watch, which is good. The show is an hour long, and it centers around the Gallagher family. I normally don't talk about the actors and people who are in it because a lot of the shows I've mentioned to you may not be, well-known actors that you may have heard of. This particular one has a pretty good cast of actors, at least one actor on the show you've seen. The first cast of characters that you probably have seen is William H. Macy, and I believe he has gotten an Emmy or two for this role, or a Golden Globe, one or the other or two, I don't know, but apparently when you get these awards, that means you're doing something right, at least that's what they try to tell you, but that's another story. William H. Macy is the patriarch in this particular Gallagher family. If you don't know who William H. Macy is, he has been in a lot of movies. The one movie that automatically comes to mind for me is Pleasantville. I'm sure he's been in way more movies than that, but he was definitely in Pleasantville, and I thought that was a really good movie. Other movies he's been in that I can think of that were probably super, super popular was I'm drawing a blank, and I should be on my IMDb page, and he's been in so many movies, and I totally can't think of anything. He was in Seabiscuit, which that was a long time ago, Jurassic Park 3, Magnolia. Again, not really anything. Air Force One, I totally forgot him in that. Ghost of Mississippi. So he's been in a few movies. Fargo, which I believe he was known. But again, this was a long time ago. Some of you all probably wasn't even around that time. Probably didn't even know what a television was. No big deal. But he's a great actor. And he's in it. And he's the main character. And then you also have another character that I know is on another show now is, what is his name? He plays Ian on the show. And if you're a fan of Gotham, he plays the Joker on the Gotham television show, to give you an idea, of who he is. And then the other characters, I haven't really seen in anything else. I know Shanola Hampton, she's been in some movie that was on Netflix, but I did not watch it. I'm gonna get around to watching it. And then it's one more character. God, what is his name? Oh, Cameron Monaghan. That's the one who plays Ian, and he's on Gotham. And there's one more person. I can't think of his name right now, but he was in, what's that show with Reba McEntire? It was some show that came on like ABC Family or Fox Family, or I don't know, some other show or whatever. He was on that where he was a comedian. Well, it was a sitcom, and he was on that particular show. And he's on all of the seasons. Joan Cusack was like on the first three seasons, and Joan Cusack is why I love the damn show. Like, she stole every scene. She made me want to watch the show. She was ridiculously funny. So I mean, if you can't get too far into the other seasons, if you just watch the first three seasons with her, you'll love it. Okay, so now that I've name dropped and told you all about actors that you might be aware of that you might like or not like or indifferent, we can go ahead and get to the nuts and bolts of what the show is about. So it centers around the Gallagher family. They are in the south side of Chicago, I believe. And of course, they're not in a safe area. And it's more over the quote unquote white ghetto area of Chicago. And they're in this house, kind of run down. And they're trying to survive. Now, the show is called Shameless for a reason. I will warn you, the show is properly named. The title is totally correct. It is these characters are effing shameless. So I just want to let you know that ahead of time. Primarily, Frank Gallagher. The stuff this dude will do. He is a drug addict. He is an alcoholic. He is a thief. He is a liar. He is an adulterer. He's a cheater. Adulterer, cheater, same thing. Well, I guess you have to be married to be an adulterer. And if you're not married, you're just a cheater. So I was right by saying he's an adulterer and a cheater, a deadbeat dad. What else? A con artist, a fraudulent person. I think I got all of the negative aspects of Frank's character. He will do any and everything for drugs, a buck, alcohol, anything, and he will take advantage of his own children. He will probably even try to sell one of his kids. But it's done in a comedic way. It's really hard to get past Frank Gallagher because he is shameless, and you might grow to hate him because he does stuff and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe a human being would do that. He's a deplorable human being. But the stuff he does is in a very comical way. So you kind of get past the fact that this guy has no redeeming characteristics. And sometimes he does do things where you're like, all right, so at least there is a soul in there somewhere. But it's only for a short, it's always short lived. Then you have Fiona Gallagher. And she is... she's the sister, the old Fiona Gallagher, played by Emmy Rossum. She is the eldest sister to the Gallagher clan. So you have Fiona Gallagher, the older sister. You have Lip Gallagher, the younger, genius, underachieving Gallagher. Then you have Ian Gallagher, that's younger from there, who is the dreams of being in the military type, who also has a secret. Well, it's not much of a secret. You find out very early on that he has a sexual preference that's different from everyone else on the show. And then you have Debbie Gallagher, who is the youngest sister, which I don't really have anything to say about her, but I would promise you that majority of these seasons, I hated her. I did not like her at all. I did not. She did stuff in episodes. Her mouth, everything would piss me off. I would get so angry. I would want to throw something at my TV. But I have a 4K Samsung Curved, and I can't be damaging my shit like that. So I totally want to throw stuff at the TV, but I don't do it. And then you have, I'm forgetting, it's another one. It's Liam Gallagher, the young black child. And we never find out. Oh, I can't say that because I think we do find out. Anyway, he's the young black child, and he and Frank Gallagher is the father. And then I'm sure there's a storyline around that. I don't want to spoil anything, but that just tells you Frank is shameless. And this family, and they're just trying to survive. So Fiona is the breadwinner. She does whatever she can to take care of the household. The way the mortgage is being paid right now is through them doing something illegal. And I won't tell you what that is. It's the house is in someone else's name, and they're doing something to make sure the bills and stuff are paid and that kind of thing. And again, I try to be as vague as possible, because what I might deem as not being a spoiler, you all might deem as it being a spoiler. So that's why I'm sometimes vague when, in my opinion, it's not necessary. So each episode is centered around them doing something to get by or get ahead. Their neighbors, which I told you played with the guy that was on that show with Reba McEntire. Why can I not think of the name of that show? Anyway, that character, and he is married to Shanola Hampton, and they're next door neighbors. So the show kind of cuts back between the Gallagher family and their family and all the shenanigans that goes on with that. It's hard not to, I mean, it's eight. I've been watching the show for 8 years now. So it's kind of hard to tell you what each season is going to be about, or what's going to happen, because so much has happened in 8 seasons. They've evolved as characters. They've grown in many ways. They've stayed the same, but, the thing I like about the show also is that, in their own ways, they're trying to come up. You have Ian that wants to go into the military, and he has an issue that prevents that. And you see him trying to better himself. You have Lip that is really, really intelligent, that deserves to be in school, but then he has his own demons that he's dealing with. And you have Fiona, who has pretty much given up her entire life to take care of her siblings. And you have these ungrateful little siblings that don't appreciate her. And then you have Carl, which I'm not sure if I mentioned Carl as a brother also, who is like just a delinquent. He is the delinquent, but Carl gets shit done. When the family's in a bind and when the show starts, he's like super, super young. So you got like this little 8-year-old that is just doing what the adults will not do to make stuff happen. So Carl grew on me. Like he's just a really cool character, and I like how the writers kind of got him situated. And then Liam, the youngest one, he doesn't really say much of anything, you know, because when the show first starts, he's like a 2-year-old. So he doesn't have much, he's a 2-year-old. But anyway, getting off subject. So the show is really, really, really funny. I don't recommend this for younger children unless, and I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute, and I'm going to let you guys go. And I don't want to call out my siblings. And I think I already did so by me virtually saying I'm not calling out my siblings, but I'm not going to tell y'all which sibling I'm talking about. You know what? Forget it. I'm just going to put them on blast. So I don't understand parents. Like, you all can curse me out if you all want to, but I don't understand how people allow their kids to play violent video games. Like, where you're like, and I'm a gamer. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for the gory games. I like the scary games, Evil Within, and games where, you know, you blow people's heads off, you chop them off, you kill them as many times as you possibly can. There's guts and everything everywhere. I am here for all those kind of games. Like, they're pretty cool. And I like the games that are very adult-like. So I like the games where they talk about sex and things of that nature. I'm an adult. I want to watch something that's close to what I used to watch, what I'm used to watching on television. I don't understand how parents allow their kids to play gory video games, but the moment you see a nipple or homosexual content or just gratuitous sexual activity, it's like, cover your eyes, leave the room, you shouldn't be watching this. And my whole thing is like, at least with sex, I mean, I can kind of educate my children on sex. Like, you know, look, these people are doing this, they're in love. Don't you start doing that crap too early. You wait until you get to college or, you know, get out of nun school or out the priesthood. I'm just joking at this point. But, you know, you can educate people about sex. And I think that's the reason why, you know, kids and even myself and everyone else that go out experimenting and doing all kinds of craziness, because sex in America is such a taboo topic that we can't watch. But you let your kids go and play these violent games where they're killing people to the point where they're desensitized to seeing violence. Even watching violent content on television, I believe you don't do any of it. If you don't want them watching the sexual content because you think it's going to confuse them or influence their decision on who they choose to sleep with or whatever, which to me is stupid. But anyway, I digress. If you think that's inappropriate, then violence should be inappropriate, because what has happened in our society is you can watch now with CNN and other news stations where you see these unarmed people being killed and shot and these people on Facebook committing suicide. We've become desensitized to watching violence. It's like, and it's not like violence like on, you know, watching television. Like, I don't know, I can't think of a show right now that has a lot of violence in it, or Game of Thrones. I'll throw that out there. It's not that. It's now we're watching on TV people committing suicide, like on the news. We're watching people being shot on the news. Like, we're watching their dead bodies now. That's something that never happened in the 90s, but we're desensitized by it. So I think that violence should be just as inappropriate as sexual activity. But that's just me. I believe everyone should do whatever they feel is best for themselves and for their children. So there's no judgment whatsoever. I just kind of always had an issue with that particular topic. And speaking of topics, I have gotten completely off topic. But I was saying that to say that Shameless has a lot of sexual activity in it. There's a lot of sexual activity, a lot of content that is not appropriate for children, a lot of drug use, a lot of it's raw. It's a very, 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 very raw show. They do not hold anything back. One thing I like about William H. Macy's Frank Gallagher's character is that he also is the one that has a social commentary. So he's the one that will talk about immigration, race relations in America, violence, poverty, the medical system, the educational system. He touches on all of that. And there's one particular episode. This is not particularly a spoiler, but one of the children, I have to tell you how it is. A minority child goes to a private school, and he gets into the private school because he's a minority. And you have these administrators that, because they want money, it's one of those things. Oh, look, we have a minority student in the school. We're great. So white people, pay more money, you know, pay more money into our programs and that kind of thing, because we're a diverse school. We're doing the right thing. And Frank Gallagher kind of talks about that. So each episode, he usually has like a short monologue that's usually written and fit perfectly into each episode, where it's like a social commentary about where we are in the world today. And for Frank to be such a deplorable person, he's ridiculously intelligent. He is very, 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 very intelligent. He's very resourceful. And I think that's one of the redeeming qualities about him on the show, because it's not like he's just this idiot that just steals and does whatever the hell he wants to do. He's ridiculously intelligent, and he knows what he's doing, and he has a justification for what he's doing. And I think that's what allows us to stomach him. So I want to throw that out, that the show can be thought-provoking, but it is one of those shows that if you're squeamish when it comes to, you know, drug use or sexual content or, you know, cursing and things of that nature, underage sex, those elements are in. Yeah. Those elements are in the show. I will tell you that the element of having sex and you're like 16 or so, that stuff comes on, premarital sex, pregnancy, all that. It touches on everything. And I'm going to close it out because this is one of the longer episodes, but then it's 8 seasons. So I kind of have to talk a little bit longer about what's going on. Each season, they find some way to push the envelope. And when I tell you the situations that these people are in, they get in situations where you're like, who wrote this? Who made this up? How is this possible? So I just want to warn you that it's a brilliant show. Again, like I said, it made my top 10 list. It's one of the best shows I've seen ever. But if you're the type that you don't like too much inappropriate content, this may not be the show for you. If you're religious, ridiculously religious, specifically Christian or Catholic, you probably would not want to watch this show, especially if you get to season 8. There is some stuff that comes up about Jesus and that kind of thing that if you're one of those religions, you probably would be offended. But if you commit to the show to get to the 8th season, you probably wouldn't care because you already know that these characters are shameless and they'll do what the hell they want to do anyway, and you probably wouldn't be offended. But I'm telling you ahead of time that if you're very serious about those kind of topics, if you're very serious about sexual preference, sexuality, all of that stuff, this isn't the show for you. They do not hold back on anything. On any subject, they do not hold back. So I'm just warning you all ahead of time. Specifically, if you are homophobic, if you are Christian or Catholic, and you have a strong affinity towards Jesus, if you venture towards the 8th season, you are not going to like the show. You will most likely be offended. If you're very, very sensitive about your religion, you're not going to like the show towards the end. If you're sensitive to sexual content, cursing, drug use, you know, immigration, things of that nature, you're not going to want to watch this show. You really have to have a ridiculously open mind to watch this show because it touches on every single possible element in the human condition in the United States. But that's why I love it, because it opens you up to a world that you may not be aware of. And it's like, look, be open-minded. I'm like, there's people of all different walks of life that live life and do different things so they can get by. And I like the show because it's these people that are trying to get by. They're not rich. They're not fancy. They're not proper. They don't speak the best English, but they're trying to become better people. And sometimes when you're trying to become a better person, you might do things that majority of people would not agree with, you know, but I totally fall in love with all of these characters. Like I said, minus Debbie, I really, really do not like her. Like, she has her moments, but she really pisses me off sometimes. Fiona pisses me off too. Also, she has her little self-righteous nature, and then Ian gets on my nerves. Like, okay, so yeah, they'll get on your nerves sometime, but it's a well-acted show. I mean, if they didn't get on your nerves, I mean, they're not doing something right. So their decisions will sometimes make you again want to throw something at the television. But it's a really good show, and it's so funny. And sometimes the stuff they do is so funny that you know you shouldn't be laughing, but you're laughing anyway. So I think you should watch it. Again, it's a great show. For me to spend 24 minutes talking about it should prove that I had something to talk about with this show. It's definitely a comedy. I would not even say it's a drama. The dramatic elements even have comedy therein. So it's more over a comedy for sure. It's on Showtime. It's gotten some nominations and things like that. You should watch it. If you don't have a Showtime account, you should spend the $9, $10 on Apple TV or whatever and like get it and then like watch the show and binge watch it and then cancel if you want to. But I guess to get to 8 seasons, you would really have to. And I think they're like an hour each episode. So It will take you a minute to get through these 8 seasons if you want to binge watch it, but I totally think the show is worth it if you're an open-minded person, and you're not squeamish when it comes to, you know, seeing very graphic content. And I'm out. This is Ian Caleb again. I apologize for going on my soapbox about violence and sex on television, but I had to do it. You could have fast-forwarded through it, you know, because it was only like a 5-minute rant, so you all will be okay. And this is Ian again, your binge-worthy guru. Happy binging, and enjoy the show. Bye now.